The Palestinian Islamic Jihad held another rally in front of the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, in Gaza to express solidarity with thousands of prisoners inside Israeli jails and detention centers. Families of Palestinian prisoners also took part to show support for their loved ones who continue to languish inside Israeli prisons. Palestinian Islamic Jihad has been organizing a series of activities in recent weeks to shed light on the suffering of prisoners, especially the sick ones and those who are on hunger strike. Former prisoner and a prominent figure in the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Ibrahim Baroud, who spent 27 years in Israeli prisons, called on Palestinian factions to capture Israeli soldiers and exchange them for Palestinian prisoners.
Capturing Israeli soldiers is the key to secure the release of our prisoners. I call on the resistance factions, mainly the Islamic Jihad and Hamas, to act now and capture Israeli soldiers, especially because Palestinian prisoners are suffering inside Israeli jails like never before. Our prisoners are deprived of health services, and they are dying slowly inside Israeli jails.
According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, over 1,000 Palestinians continue to endure inhumane conditions in Israeli prisons and detention centers due to medical negligence.
Out of the around 5,000 Palestinian detainees inside the Israeli jails, 1,500 of them are in bad need of medical treatment. The deterioration of the health conditions of detainees is going worse and worse.
Human rights workers accuse the international community of being in cahoots with Israel by maintaining double standards when it comes to Palestinians.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, the Israeli regime is currently holding captive nearly 5,000 Palestinians, including women and children. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.